it's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Shane Mast back on with us to take a look at the real estate market, cover a number of different topics. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are doing good. It is a Friday. Tell us what's going on in the world of real estate around the Umpqua Valley.
Absolutely. Well, it is Friday the 13th, so you never know what's going to happen. But I do have some good news. We've been talking about interest rates. They've been going up and up and up, and then they started going down. Even after the Federal Reserve announced a 0.5% increase, they went up to 5.6 on Friday, and everybody thought, here come the sixes. Starting Monday, they finished around, what was it, 5.52. Then Tuesday they were 5.4, then they were 5.41, and yesterday ended the day, this is the national average, 5.35. So that's about a three-week low, and so that's a good sign that it's trending in the correct direction. So that has helped a lot. Stats are out for April. Not surprising, pending sales are down in the month of April. Active listings are actually going up, so buyers actually are having a little bit more choice. So buyers are getting, it used to be you have to kind of wait for the right house to come on the market, and then you jumped on it and hope to get it for full or a little bit more than full before somebody else got in there. That's still happening on a smaller level, though. So with the fewer houses are going pending each day, and more houses are being listed each day. So inventory is going up. So a couple of really good indicators and trends for buyers.
And do you think a lot of folks, given all the changes, if they were kind of on the sidelines, realized they better jump in sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I think some people feel like they missed the boat with interest rates in the fives now, but not the case. It's the same strategy as it was when there was 3.5% interest, even though it's 5.3. I mean, you still want to find something that you can afford if there's you still want to have reserves in case things happen in your job or whatever. But it's the same. People buy on affordability, and there are still some good deals. The actual average sale price in April was $337,000. And that is actually, let's see where it was. That's up 21% from April of 2021. So affordability is still an issue, but you buy, the strategy is to buy something that you're comfortable paying. And a lot of times people view what their rent payment is as something they can afford. They've been doing it for years, so they know they can afford that. And then we try to find a house that they can purchase and start building some equity and some personal wealth while still maintaining the same payment that they had, or close to the same payment that they had when they were renting.
And are there signs that the sort of the traditional increased interest right around the end of the school year, start of the summer, is that going to continue?
I don't think that trend the seasonality trend will matter for interest rates. There's too many other economic factors going on with the stock market and, oh man, even crypto, my poor Bitcoin. They're all going down. But with the government controlling, or not even the government, the Federal Reserve controlling rates, they're trying to slow down inflation. Inflation is the number one issue with 8%, at the highest since the 80s. That's what's going to drive interest rates, is the inflation economy. If it starts to show that we're having a recession, rates are going to go back down again. But yeah, the seasonality, because of so many other factors, I don't think is going to play into interest rates this year.
So what about?
But it will play into inventory. So inventory, almost always, a lot of people wait to list their house, usually till about now. But and they are getting listed at most listings we've had probably since last October, I think, was the last time we had as many new listings as we did this week. But it's been a weird, wet spring, and a lot of people aren't ready. Their houses aren't ready. Their yards aren't ready, so they're not listing yet. We have lots of people just waiting in the wings for 3 days of sun so they can mow their yard and get it ready for pictures. So this wet spring has actually caused less than and inventory is still going up, but it's less than it would be had it started being sunnier earlier. So I think when the sun comes out, that this inventory is going to go even higher.
Well, we've got between Saturday and at least Tuesday that for the most part will be better weather in terms of getting things like that done. So that should help out folks. What other things should they know about this week?
Well, a couple of statistics that for Douglas County, there were the Saskia Mount, and I'm really proud, Oregon Life Homes is the number one in sold volume at $47.5 million so far this year. And this is just the Douglas County sales, not counting our sales in other places. We're number one in units sold, 154. Number two is at 124. So we're about 30 more than them. And about 10.5% of everything sold in Douglas County was an Oregon Life Homes agent. So we're really happy and proud about that. And in other news, I would say we do have an announcement that I kind of started to talk about. We kind of outgrew. We love our location there on Garden Valley. And if anybody's looking for a great office location for 20 or less people, that's perfect. It's 316 Northwest Garden Valley. We'll be moving out of there into a new building downtown. It's got about three times the square footage. It's where Gathering Grounds currently is. Coffee downtown on the corner of Main, Jackson, and Oak. So it actually spans those three streets. And a lot of people have asked, are you guys getting rid of Gathering Grounds? And no. We are keeping them for sure. In fact, we need that coffee right next door.
And that'll give you a lot more space there, a big facility, and a lot more room for interacting with folks and doing meetings and all that.
Absolutely. And just part of the revitalization of downtown has been happening for years and years and years, and it is looking good down there. There's lots of businesses. We're right next to U.S. Bank, Carrot. There's a couple other real estate offices. We're happy to be nearby, and we'll probably do some mutual trainings and things like that. But yeah, Bricks is right down the street. It's a great location just to be kind of in the business hub of Roseburg, and we're excited to be part of the downtown area.
Well, you guys are continuing to see growth there. I mean, it's been a phenomenal year for you.
Yeah, we just added three more agents this week. We're up to 60. We had a office meeting yesterday, which really showed why we need a bigger space. The office was built for about 20 agents, and once we started getting into the 40s and 50s, we just need a bigger, more comfortable space, and this one will accommodate that. It has more office space, and it also has more common area space for agents, and also for more private areas for when clients come in and want a little bit of privacy with their agent to discuss things. This will facilitate that a lot better than where we're at. And where we're at has been great, and I if anybody is interested in leasing that, it gets great traffic count. It's just it's too small for a 60 agent company with six employees. But if you're a smaller company, it was perfect for the last couple of years.
So if people want to get connected with you and find out more about how you can help them either buy or sell, give them all that information.
Absolutely. I mean, the easiest way is just to open up your computer, go to Google and type in Oregon Life Homes. Or you could give us a call. Our phone number is 541-391-4945, but either way, you're going to get to us. And even if you just have questions about your neighborhood or want to get set up on a weekly email or something that gives you market updates like I give, but more specific to the neighborhood you live in, we can set you up with that. But yeah, just reach out to us and we will plug you in with an agent that fits what you're looking for.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thank you.